Genesis guitarist Steve Hackett turned 70 years old today.
Living the rock and roll lifestyle is not easy, but it's interesting. Pocosi scours the internet for rock and roll dirt so you don't have to. It's time for Rock Gossip. Powered by Mastercraft Auto Body on 1029 The Whale, Connecticut's classic rock.
The first incarnation of Genesis had Peter Gabriel up front. Many consider The Lamb Lies Down on Broadway the peak of that. Phil Collins was there, but he wasn't singing. He was playing drums. Lamb Lies Down on Broadway was recorded in a series of haunted houses. They didn't set out to do that. It just kind of turned out that way. Here's Steve Hackett.
We started writing in the same house that Led Zeppelin had been working in when they did Kashmir and all that, recording drums at the bottom of the stairwell and all that. Anyway, people used to say it was this haunted house. Very weird sounds at night, very strange vibes, this odd place. It was kind of difficult because, in a way, the band was trying to apply a kind of let's get it together in the country, cottage-type mentality, but people had families now, and so we ended up making this album in a series of dilapidated haunted houses, and it made for a very strange, frustrated atmosphere.
Ooh, spooky. Don Henley may go back to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. He was there when Stevie Nicks, his former girlfriend, got inducted. You could say Stevie Nicks and former girlfriend to just about anybody. But it was Don Henley, and they did Leather and Lace together. And now he may be back to present Irving Azoff, his longtime manager, the Ahmet Erdogan Award. Here's Don Henley about doing that.
They haven't really talked to me about that yet, but I'm guessing that I'm going to get a call about that pretty soon, yeah. He very much deserves that award, and, you know, if they want me to do the induction speech, then I will.
Here's a little Rock and Roll Hall of Fame funny thing from the Eagles. In 1998, they were inducted, and Don Henley thanked Azoff by saying, "I want to thank Irving Azoff, without whom we wouldn't be here today." That led Glenn Frey to interrupt and say, "We might still be here, we just wouldn't have made as much money." And then Henley continued with, "As I've said before, he may be Satan, but he's our Satan."